Welcome to Successfully Significant Podcast. I'm your host, Robbie Page. I am a passionate seven-figure entrepreneur who has built multiple successful businesses while being a wife, raising my two boys, and living life to the fullest. I have been a leader to countless number of people for 30 plus years and have created multiple platforms for women to win in the exact place they need a victory. You know what I know is going to happen today? You're going to find your voice, you're going to find your purpose, you're going to find your passion, and you're going to share this with your girlfriends. And one more thing, hey you, you're enough. And I'm going to give you full permission to love yourself today. Welcome to my podcast.
Hello everybody and happy podcast day. This is going to be a little bit of a car chat with Robbie and
Melissa Jeffrey.
Hello everybody. I want to come here, warning, beep, beep, beep. Red alert. This is going to be a little bit aggressive.
A little strong.
And a little bit of strength.
But it's necessary, I think we're getting to this place in the country in our everyday lives where I feel like it's necessary.
Well, I would agree with that. You know, okay, so how old are you?
I am 36.
How old are your children?
I have a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Okay, so I just turned 49. I have a 24-year-old and an almost 17-year-old in a couple of weeks. Wow, what the heck. And I want to share the trend that I'm seeing happen on social media. Okay? So this is going to be a political rant, just so you know, not a for Trump or a for Biden or a for whoever or a for this group or a for that whatever. This is a political rant of behavior, okay?
Yes.
So here's what I want to talk to you guys about. More than anything, I want to talk to you as a registered voter. Not about who's running for office, not about whose campaign is sweeter, not about who's sane or not. Don't even get me started on that.
Yeah.
Not about who is too aggressive or not. I mean, I kind of like that about Trump. Not about those things, but about you as a political registered voter. Is that such a thing? Or just a registered voter?
Registered voter. I don't think, yeah.
So, okay, here's my whole point in this. You guys, listen. I am 49 years old, and I honestly don't ever remember a time in my life where people hated you because of who you voted for. I know you're younger than me. You're 12 years younger than me?
Yeah, and I've never experienced this. Not that I have ever been in circles that were super political. So it's never been a super big thing as it is in the time and place. But I've never seen as much hate for people.
So, and here's what I'll tell you. So take politics out of it, right? When I experience, see, witness, smell, whatever, hate, I always think on the other side of hate is a deep-rooted belief. Right? So what happens is we can look on the other side of hate. That's where most people will start a movement of some sort or whatever, right? And I look at all the people right now that are hating a candidate. And Melissa, I am yet to find anybody on the quote red side. I'm not blue. I'm not red. I'm awake. That's what I keep saying, right? I'm yet to find anybody on the red side live with so much hatred. Like, I'm yet to listen to a red side go off with cursing and lack of class on anybody that doesn't agree with us. And so I was sharing on my Insta story yesterday. This is really to the registered voters. For the first time, I want to say in such a long time, I do not really care who you're voting for. I mean, I kind of do, because what's at stake is I'm 49. I have a 24-year-old, and almost 17-year-old. This is about my grandbabies. You're still trying to raise your
100%.
Kids.
100%. Yeah, so this is about what kind of world they're going to grow up in.
And nobody's thinking of the generation that we're going to leave, right? Everybody's so self-consumed on how I feel. And quite honestly, Melissa, I'm noticing how many people were just taught from either their circles or their parents to hate Trump.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now, listen, I got a question on my Instagram yesterday of, can you tell me what you love the most about Trump? And I said that he's not a politician. And she said back, there's got to be more to it than that. And I said, but that's my answer. Because
mm-hmm.
he's not a politician. He's a man who has so much to show. He didn't obtain wealth by politics. He obtained wealth by working his butt off.
Right.
Losing it all, gaining it again. I have so much respect for that man. Is he aggressive?
Sure.
Yes. Is he funny? Yes.
Sure.
Is he too much? Yes.
He's a human being.
He's not
Jesus. And I think that's where people are getting really, he's a person. Nobody is going to be blameless or perfect, because you sure aren't.
You sure aren't.
On the other end.
You are not.
Neither are you. And that's where it gets, nobody's perfect. So who's got it together to where, I need someone who's going to be level-headed, I need someone who's going to fight, get in the fight and fight.
Yeah, and I could literally sit and pick apart Trump, and I can pick apart Biden.
We could do it all day long.
We could do this all day long, but listen, we could do it for days.
Yeah.
What brings me the most concern right now is the behavior of Christian people.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Christian people.
Yeah.
Because we like to wear what would Jesus do, and we like to wear a t-shirt that says, I love God and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But we act like that.
Yeah.
We go to church. Like, we legitimately do not honor anything. And it's such a mystery to me. It's such a mystery to me. And so I shared yesterday, I'm not going to entertain an argument. I think it's disgusting that we live in a time where people have to be worried about hanging a Trump flag, but you're celebrated if you hang a Biden flag. I don't ever remember back in my time, I sound like I'm 70, but I'm 49, where you had to worry about any of that. Like, what the heck is happening, right? Here's what I'll say is I just want to do this podcast to encourage you guys, whatever you do, if you go back through your Instagram or your Facebook and you have posted scripture or a sermon or a worship song or a quote that has anything to do with Jesus or God, behave, please. We don't need any other reasons for people to hate the church. People don't leave a church. People leave churched people. And so as we look around today, if you're going to carry any mantle of belief, of faith, of whatever, please, I'm begging you, from one Christian woman to the next, behave. Now, just because I post truth on my Insta story, right? Whatever I post, YouTube, Melissa.
Yes,
we research it for 400 hours before we post it. Just because we post truth doesn't mean we don't love the Lord, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom.
100%.
And God will always win, because God always tells the truth, whether we like it or not. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your mouth. I'm talking about the way you go off on people. I'm talking about the way you treat people. I'm talking about all of those. I don't know. Melissa, am I too old? Am I over dramatizing?
No, I think it's keyboard therapy. I think people get very emboldened behind that computer screen to a person they're never going to have to look eye to eye. And so what always amazes me is the fact that if you don't like what somebody posts, don't the
scroll on.
Yeah, the need to blast them and have to be right. It's not your platform. It's not your page. So you can have a conversation with somebody that's completely different than calling them out, blasting them up.
Right.
Like, there's, it's not the same thing. And so if you don't like with somebody, simply scroll on and you post what you feel is your truth on your Facebook page, because you probably want in return nobody blasting you out
right.
of the water for what you believe is your truth. So that's called free speech. And it's, like I said, have a conversation. People want to have healthy conversations, but nobody wants to engage in that. They just want to engage in you're wrong, you're awful, how could you, what happened, you know, all those things. And that's what's divisive and evil and ugly. Nobody wants that. Healthy conversations are what's going to unify what's happening.
Well, and one of the things, talk about healthy conversations, right? One of the things that I always ask back when I get the question, what do you love about Trump? I will always ask back, what do you not like about Trump? And they'll tell me, and it's usually because he's too strong or he cracks jokes or I think it's funny, to be quite honest, because he doesn't care about politics,
no.
Right? He cares about people. But one of the things I'll always go back and say is, what are three things that you believe he could do better? And it never has to do anything with that. It's
yeah.
always through emotion. And I'll tell you guys, at 49 years old, I'm going to throw myself under the bus. I no longer have the luxury of texting. I have three people in my life, Chase, Steven, and another, he's a grown man, but you guys wouldn't know him from Adam, who I will ask, I want to know, who do you think I should vote for? Because I trust their opinion. I no longer live in that luxury of my life. I no longer ask those questions because I think, whoa, what the heck is going on? I no longer can flippantly be a Democrat or flippantly be a Republican, because I don't want to pass a, what are those called? Democrat, Republic, what are those called?
A political party.
I don't want to pass a political party to my kids. I want to pass virtues. I want to pass root system. I want to pass values. I want to pass the truth to my kids. I don't want to pass a political party. What is that anyway?
Right.
Right? And so, I don't know. Oh my gosh. I'm not irritated, Melissa, at the battling between Trump and Biden. I think it's hilarious. I think it's fantastic. I think it's necessary. I'm not even fussed about the evil that's being exposed everywhere. I'm not fussed about what we're finding out about all the sex trafficking and political families involved and all that kind of stuff. That breaks my heart, of course. It breaks my heart because some part of me feels like I've been lied to my whole life.
Yeah.
I'm more fussed about how people are behaving. There was a quote
yes.
from Thomas Jefferson, and it really shook me because I thought, A to the men. And here's what it says. It says, I don't remember. I never consider a difference of opinion in politics, that's it, in religion, in philosophy, as a cause for withdrawing from friendship. Something like that. Go look at Thomas Jefferson. How long ago was Thomas Jefferson alive?
A long time ago, the second president of the United States.
I think it was pretty prophetic that he said that.
Or not second, sorry. He was one of the first couple of presidents. He was at the beginning of all this.
Yeah. So, anyway, I'm here to tell you guys, please behave. Please grow up. Please don't care about your political party greater than you care about being a great human. Evil, hate, never, ever wins. I will engage in a healthy conversation. I will engage in a healthy question session, but I never will engage in hate, in trashing, in a lack of class. It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
100%. It's not like nobody wants that. Like, nobody wants to have a conversation with someone where they feel like they're not going to win and you're not listening.
Yeah.
So just have an open mind, just engage in conversation, and that's all any of us want. We just want to be heard and understood, and but nobody wants to be blasted.
Well, and you know, it's the chapter in my new book that's called Everyone is Right. So if everyone is right, can't we all get along?
Right.
Why are we hating each other and infringing?
I mean, no.
I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Infringing on your right to be right. Hey, wait. Including mine, sis.
Yeah.
Including mine.
Amen.
That's it. That's really all I wanted to share today because, again, I value humans. I value people. I value love. I value peace. And I want to say this to every single person that hears the sound of my voice. You are only hurting yourself. Not your political party. Not who you're going to vote for. Not your ballot. You're only hurting yourself when you lead with hate, when you lead with a lack of peace, and when you lead with a lack of love, all right? So, let's be better, Americans. Let's be better. Love you. Thanks for joining me today. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I sure hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. If you love what you heard, here's what I want you to do next. Number one, subscribe to my show so that you're sure you never miss an episode. Number two, connect with me on Facebook and Instagram, Robbie D. Page. And then finally, head over and visit robbiepage.com. There you're going to find videos, trainings, courses, and a lot of other incredible content waiting for you. Have an incredible week.